Hey folks, welcome to a special meeting we're conducting on October 31st, 2016. My name is Len Welsh, I'm the board president. This time I'll take roll call. Director Gillette.
Here.
Director Toombs.
Here.
And Director Sheriff Watt and Director Cordova both said they would not be able to come to the meeting this morning. So the reason for this meeting, let me just go back into some of the history of this. We had originally talked about a month ago, I think it was, about having a special meeting to make a decision on hiring a new general manager, chief of police.
Since there's no microphone, could you just
I'm sorry.
Sure you just speak up?
Yeah, raise your hand if you can't hear me, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You hear okay so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So it turned out at the last minute, we had looked at the policy manual. We didn't see a problem with that. But at the last minute, we heard from one of our lawyers that we cannot make a fiscal decision about compensation for a CEO at a special meeting. That has to be done at a regular meeting. So we had calendared a special meeting for last Wednesday. And after finding this out, we turned a proposed contract with terms of remuneration in it for the new, respective new general manager, chief of police, into a resolution. But because we can't actually get into contract until we have the next regular meeting, which is November 10th, that left a gap between today, which is the last day of Kevin Hart's, the current general manager, chief of police's tenure here. He's retiring as of the close of business today. That left a gap between today and when Kevin Kyle, the soonest time Kevin Kyle could enter into contract and take office, which would be November 11th. So we did pass a resolution to move forward with getting a contract for the board's consideration on November 10th. But I decided that I think it's not responsible to leave the community without a general manager for any length of time, really. So I checked with council about this, and basically what's proposed here is to authorize him to continue on as general manager only, not general manager, chief of police. He would continue on as a general contractor. And as the email to him that you see in the board packet states, he would work, actually there's an error in this email. The idea was for him to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, 6 hours a day, and then 5 working days the following week, 6 hours a day. and then be on call for emergencies during non-business hours. and the rate of pay, as I told him, I would propose $69.71 at the next regular meeting, but I couldn't guarantee him actually a cent. It's up to the board to decide whether at the regular meeting we want to pay him for this 2-week term. So he was willing to take that risk. I checked with our council. The council said it's lawful to do what we're doing. And so I felt it was a responsible thing to do to call for this meeting and see if we can arrange to have Chief Hart stay on only in the capacity of general manager starting tomorrow. I would note that part of what gave me the idea for this is the situation we found ourselves in when he took office here at the beginning of his contract term. He could not be sworn in as police chief until he passed his background investigation. That took several weeks to complete, but we wanted him to start in advance of that, so he started acting in the capacity of general manager only. He was not chief of police. He was awaiting background check certification. And Ricky Hall was essentially acting chief, although Ricky had the sergeant, Master Sergeant Ricky Hall had the option of going to Kevin Hart for a consultation, since Kevin, you know, had been a police chief and planned to be one. So we're sort of back to that situation for a very short period of time where he'd be in as general manager. He wouldn't be chief of police, but he would be available to give Master Sergeant Hall advice as needed. So that's pretty much the plan. I think we may need some alteration, but the idea was to basically use this email as a contract. I could sign it on behalf of the district, he could sign it committing himself. I think it needs a couple of things added to it, and we can talk about that. But any comments from the board members so far?
I have a question how you came up with the amount.
We took his...
I have a question how he came up with the amount, the hourly fee.
Took his weekly salary and turned it into an hourly rate.
Speak to the audience.
I'm sorry, he took his weekly salary and turned it into an hourly rate. Sorry, my voice isn't very good this morning.
Yeah. So I wonder whether that makes sense given that he's not doing the entire job.
Well, that's the rate he was paid when he came in, even though he wasn't, quote-unquote, doing the entire job. I did cut it down to 6 hours a day, and he is on call for emergencies, which I think is a rather big commitment, frankly.
So, let me say one more thing. Thank you for thinking of a creative solution to the issue. I think that the community owes a debt of gratitude to you for that, because otherwise we would have been out without a general manager for the first 2 weeks of the month of November, which I don't think would be good for us right now, especially in the time of the election and all that kind of stuff. I think there's just a lot going on. So I meant to preface my remarks by that. And how did you come up with 6 hours per week?
6 hours per day.
Per day. Sorry.
Well, I just sort of thought this is sort of an interim measure. I didn't think it was necessary for him to be on the job 8 hours a day. So I just kind of use my best judgment. I thought 6 is adequate. I don't want to overpay him utilize him for this short period of time. But, you know, it could be more or less.
I think the memo says can't be more, but it could be less. Didn't you say up to 6 hours a day?
Yeah, but the board could decide differently today is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And I'm open to suggestions. I do think we, at the very least, we need to add, in the third paragraph, I'm harking back to when he started as general manager only, and the sentence says, during this period, Ricky Hull would act in the same capacity he did when you were first hired by the district, but had not yet been sworn in as police chief because we were awaiting completion of your background check. I think we need a sentence there saying, you will act in the same capacity as you did during that period of time as well.
And that was acting?
Subject to these restrictions.
And that was acting police chief?
No, he was, we're talking about Ricky Hull was, but that, now I'm saying now you, Kevin, when you came in, you will act in the same capacity you were in when you came in as general manager only, subject to these restrictions, the 6 hours per day and emergency on call. Is that clear or no?
No, it says during this period, Ricky Hull will act in the same capacity. What is that capacity?
Acting police chief, consulting with Hart as necessary.
But I think she's right. I'm going to say same capacity as acting chief police. Is that your...
Yeah, just same capacity. I don't know what that is.
Right. Same capacity as acting chief.
Oh, I see.
Chief.
Okay.
And I think out of courtesy and professionalism, you should say Master Sergeant Hull as opposed to Ricky.
Yes, I agree.
Unless call Chief Hart Kevin. That would be a little mild, but do one
nice. Good suggestion.
My mom, the English teacher, would like that as well.
So I think it's very interesting that you were doing basically a bifurcation, so I want to congratulate the board on moving forward in that direction. But given that it's Halloween, I'm wondering, is this a trick or treat?
Is this the public comment section?
Go ahead, comment. Unless
just speak up so that the microphone captures.
I do want to say this is kind of a mini experiment. Let's see how, of course we did it before, but we're doing it again. Yes, go ahead.
So are we going to have regular public open comments at some point?
Yes.
This is it.
Okay. Well,
not on any subject, special meeting. The any subject comments only come on regular meetings, not special meetings.
So this is public comment time, and we can comment on this.
On this subject, yes. Well, go ahead. You already did, but go ahead.
Yeah, I fully support the chief on this. I'm totally opposed to Ricky Hull being in this position. I feel like he's treated me unprofessionally and unfairly and in a sexist manner in relation to an incident I was, I had him called to. Just recently, I requested and paid for a DVD, a CD of my dispatch call from Richmond. He went down, took them into getting it from him, and I just got it back on Saturday. And I want to make sure that my complaints about him are not accessible to him, because I know they're being investigated by Chief Hart, and I want to make sure during this interim period he doesn't have any access to my complaints.
All confidentialities will be strictly observed and enforced. Okay.
I don't know what that means. He's acting chief, so he has the right to.
He will not have access to things that he should not have access to in that capacity. All right?
Thank you.
And that would include, I assume, a complaint that's made against him. That would be handled by
If it's being investigated, he doesn't have access to that investigation.
I can't assume that a police officer would go to another district and take property belonging to me, so I can't assume anything.
No, I agree with you, but I think under that's part of what this is designed to address, is that we won't have that issue.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm disturbed that
should I guess face the audience, excuse me.
Yeah,
I'm disturbed that since you've known about Mr. Hart leaving since September 1st, and there was nothing on the September agenda, and I'm willing to give you a pass on that, but I think it's inexcusable there was nothing on the October 13th agenda. So now we've had two separate meetings in a rush. I think people have questioned the legalities. Although you say you've gotten a written opinion, you've gotten a legal opinion. Have you gotten a written legal opinion? Thank you. You're not sharing that, I gather, at least at this point. And what about the liability? I know somebody has questioned you about whether there's liability, and you said, it sounded like the district doesn't have it, and the independent contractor...
Who said I said anything about it? I don't remember talking with anybody about liability.
Well, okay.
I'll be happy to address it if you'd like.
Would you address that at some point? And particularly the liability of working without a contract. But I want to note that general managers go on vacation, have heart attacks, and even drop dead, and districts manage. And... with available staff, and I think you should just let Mr. Hull do it, or an appropriate person. If somebody, excuse me again for saying they dropped dead, the position is vacant. Vacancies happen all the time. It's not that the district is totally without a general manager. I'm going to comment, Pat Gillette brought up about, she didn't say it quite this way, but Hart has said the general manager is only 5 to 15% of his time. So 5 to 15% of a 40-hour week is 2 to 6 hours per week. And you're suggesting 8 days, 48 hours. That's on the order of $4,000. General manager shouldn't take 6 hours a day for that many days. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Stephen Still. And I'm repeating some of what Mabry just said because I write it out and I'm not sure that the switching on. But according to Mr. Hart's comment in the Outlook, his general manager duties have only required 10% of his time. That's about 4 hours a week, which would mean maybe 8 hours total for the extension period being considered. Thus, it seems strange to propose up to 6 hours a day for almost 2 weeks. And when commenting on future general managers, Mr. Hart asked rhetorically, what would that person do? Question, are there things that you want Hart exclusively to do before the new interim GMCOP comes on board? If so, what are they, and why are they urgent? One thing is the November meeting, but how much time is required to discuss, take board direction, then supervise preparation and distribution of packets? Will he be paid to attend the meeting, or could staff do it? Master Sergeant Hull did a masterful job
of filling in for Greg Harmon numerous times, not only as chief, but also as GM. And there is also the administrative assistant. I would like your comments on that. Resolution 2016-14 states that the district has neither available nor qualified existing staff to fill the dual GM COP job other than on an extremely short-term basis, but isn't 2 weeks pretty short? And this only deals with the little GM part of the position. And CSD law allows a combined GM secretary position, and there is somewhere one already serving as the district secretary. Will Hart be paid for his commute time? And if the time to perform GM duties suddenly increases from 6 hours a week to 6 days to 6 hours a day, will you reconsider his complete control over billable hours? But maybe 50 hours or so is what will be required for him to clear his desk, because he has spent so little time on GM duties for this community service district. I don't mean to be a neo-nadering nabob negativism. I'm just wondering about the necessity of this sweet heart deal.
What else?
Good morning. I commend us all for hopping out of bed and getting here at the crack of dawn. And I'm sorry, I prepared some general remarks, but I think they're germane to kind of the discussion, but I thought we were going to have an open discussion. And that is, I wanted to commend the board for the state of the district. And the state of the district, based on facts and data, is good. In terms of safety, the FBI stats that were just released show us to be commendable in regards to our surrounding communities, and one could argue why that is, but the fact is we are safer. And that's this chart. Sorry, just trying to grab my props. And then in 2010, the LAFCO report showed that our response times at vis-a-vis other communities, especially those, well, other communities, especially El Cerrito, are nearly twice as fast. Nearly twice as fast. And those data, along with others, made Value Penguin rate Kensington the fifth safest city in the state, which is quite commendable. In terms of finance, the decisions this board has made has left us on June 30th with a surplus of over $220,000, reserves of $1.28 million, plus set asides for specifics like renovating the youth hut and other obligations we have for trash and other things above my pay grade. And finally, the new MOU with the KPOA that this board agreed upon is significantly bending the cost curve downwards as we move forward with our officers. And my final reason for saying that the state of the district is good is its approach to governance. The ad hoc committee did tremendous work where every director could appoint two people, a variety of voices came together, they came out with a common report. Really, really good, transparent government. And that, as well as the 12-plus members of the Finance Committee who have met regularly for eons, but especially now, you know, we have people, I think, Simon, you sit on that committee, and Paul Darrow sits on that committee, and so there's, again, a wide variety of voices where everyone is taken into consideration, and that, again, shows high transparency and great citizen involvement. So I thank you all. I thank the two directors who are not here. I thank the staff that has made this happen. And I trust that it will, I'm confident, it will stay the same going forward. So I just wanted to say that.
And how is this related to the meeting today?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there was no public comments. And so I came to prepare public comments. And since I was here.
Shouldn't have been allowed.
I thought I'd say that. Well, it's free speech, I think, is the, so you can say.
Well, I actually did think you were going to comment on this eventually, but I was wrong.
Sorry.
You know, you already commented. I hope you're going to make this short.
Yeah, I want to voice my support.
I don't want to back and forth.
Yeah, I want to voice my support again for Chief Hart. I don't think this is a lot of money. He doesn't need this money. He's been put through hell since he's been here. He's gotten less than he bargained for. And he's just doing this, I think, to help us out. And no matter what you think of the board, I think Chief Hart has been, you know, is a very ethical person. And he's doing this because he cares about people. He could be home with his grandchildren. $69 isn't a lot of money. And I think we should thank him for agreeing to give us these few weeks. Sorry.
I agree.
Dave, just a couple thoughts. I have agreed. I think this is a good idea. It's a very short-term period. It's needed to be done. And recognizing that it is up to 6 hours a day doesn't mean that he has to work 6 hours a day. This most likely he won't be working 6 hours a day. Excuse me, given the demands on the general manager here in Kensington. One thing I would caution, though, if a grievance has been brought against Master Sergeant Howell, according to your grievance process, it goes to the chief, and then it goes to the board. So the general manager does not get engaged in this whatsoever, so you need to be cautious about that. I would, frankly, suggest you delay any action until that two-week period is over, until your new interim general manager, chief of police, takes over. So with that, I commend you for taking the action, and I think it's a wise thing to do.
Hi, it's Linda Lipscomb. I too would like to commend you for taking this action. This is a tempest in a teapot, about 2 weeks of continuation of a man who has served this community commendably. And the amounts we're talking about, I mean, just are ridiculously low to pay for this kind of service, continuity of administration. And I might remind everyone, as required by law, for a special district, is required to have a general manager. I echo Simon's commentary regarding the possible little experimentation here with the bifurcation. I have not in the past been a fan of that. Over time, through exposure to the ad hoc committee's conclusions and to conversations with some of the directors individually, I am persuaded to a more open mind about that. And that may be a good solution for our community. Again, I echo Kay's remarks about how well our district is doing. And we don't need to be the nattering nabobs of negativity of any kind, because we're not negative here. We're doing well, folks. Get over it. Thank you, board. Thank you for coming to this conclusion. And please thank Chief Hart, who has taken an insufferable amount of hits and pummeling from public comments throughout his tenure here. Thank you.
I do want to just ask that you put in your memo, whatever it is, about the commute time. Is that part of it? Many contractors, all right, just state that that will be for work only.
You know, I have to tell you something. He was willing to do this for free. Okay, he's not out to like squeeze every penny he can squeeze out of the district. Okay? He's not going to play a game like that. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is not as succinct as I would like it to be, just because I hadn't planned it. But I am curious about a couple things. One is, and I'm not saying this to be a smart aleck or any such thing, but I'm really curious about the reason for the objection to the 2 weeks. Is it the total amount of compensation, or is it simply that, I mean, because sure, there are times when there's vacancies, but it seems like if you can avoid it, why not? And it's a 2 week period. Also, it's extended to the 12th, which is after the new board would be elected. No,
that's the December. I think this, the December regular meeting will be when the new board is seated.
Okay. So that's one of my questions. I'm really wanting to understand what the precise objections are. It seems like a compromise. The other question is, I think that it was a good point, Delk, that was made about the duties. I think that this could be, actually, when I've spoken to Chief Hart several times one-on-one about a number of things, and we often didn't agree, and I found him to be quite receptive to my comments and concerns. And he made the same comment to me about what would a general manager do if there was a separate general manager. And I think my response to him was, well, if you're asking me that question, that's showing that there's a lack of understanding, I think, because there's a lot, I think, that a general manager could do. So my thoughts are, if we've got 2 weeks of 6 hours a day, why not really come up with some, and I'm happy to contribute whatever I can with the little knowledge I have about this, but come up with some very specific ideas that are very general manager focused that he could be working on, so that we have a better idea of what this position is going to look like if and when we hopefully can bifurcate. I mean, I don't like this word, but if we can separate the two positions, perhaps we can use it as an opportunity to gain a better idea of what those duties would be, so nobody would come on would have that question. And I think that's mainly it. And I do also think that we can use this time. I don't think we should be so concerned about the amount. Being on call is a huge thing as someone who has been on call. And it's not a huge amount of money. And 6 hours a day is not a huge amount of time. And we really could, he feasibly could spend 2 weeks really figuring out what the best things could be for that job, which with whatever community input he could get. So that's my thoughts.
Thank you for the comments.
I have some comments.
Okay, go ahead.
So a couple things. I think we need to remember that while he's coming in for 2 weeks, he's got a lot of history with the district, so this is not going to be a clean and complete separation of chief of police and GM duties, I don't think. I think that Ricky will go to him for advice and counsel. I think he'll provide that willingly on the police side. I also think that he's going to have to advise the oncoming or incoming person who's assuming these duties and responsibilities of what's entailed, because we thought there was going to be a transition period. There isn't, because of the way things worked out with Kevin Kyle. So I think he'll be spending time doing that as well. And if we want to, in terms of your comments, Trish, sort of track what he's doing, we could, as someone who's an independent contractor, he could be required to write down his time and what he spends his time on. And that might be a way of beginning to see what kinds of things are occupying his time. So I don't know if he'd be opposed to that, but you know, as someone who keeps time for a living, many of us have to do that. Commute time is never paid for. It should not be paid for. That's not what you pay independent contractors for generally, unless it's specifically laid out in the contract. So to me, this is a really creative solution to an issue that we are facing for the next 2 weeks. I agree with the comments that this is a minimal amount of money, and I think we should do it. But I think it should be clear that it's up to 6 hours, that we expect him to be as efficient as possible, and if he's willing to keep timesheets, I think it would be helpful to the community to see exactly what he's spending his time on.
I don't see why we couldn't ask him to do that. Although I have to say 2 weeks is awfully small amount of time to be sort of taking a new approach to gathering data. What I think would be a great idea, however, is when the new general manager chief comes on, we sort of fold that into his duties. You know, can you please help us with this question about how much of your time you categorize as general manager, how much is chief of police? He did make another statement about the split of duties, and that was that, in his view, an awful lot of them were inseparable. And, you know, if you sort of look at the history of this unique position in Kensington, there is a lot of overlap. That's the way it was conceived of in the beginning. And I think the, you know, the concern that he only does, you know, 15% general manager duties, so why is he working up to 6 hours a day during the week? Well, you know, when he was in that position before he had been sworn in, I think that was for good 4 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He hardly knew the difference once he got sworn in. I mean, he was advising Master Sergeant Hull. He was talking directly with police. He was in a position of having to advise and persuade as opposed to order because he wasn't police chief. But you can bet that they listened to him because he knew what he was doing. So I think it would be very similar. I think he'll be spending most of his time dealing with police matters and helping Master Sergeant Hull make sure things go smoothly, and also administering the things that, from a personnel point of view, really do have a lot of confidentiality requirements to go with him, and that's one of the reasons I think we need somebody in that position. So I'm happy to ask him to keep time.
And I think it would just be general, you know, that with members of the public, it doesn't have to be, you know, specific to the fault, but it should be, it should give us some idea.
Sure.
Spend time drafting the budget, drafting the agenda, whatever it is.
Advising police on police.
I can show him how to write a timesheet.
Okay. You're hired.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, Mo. Can we get into contract on that?
Yeah.
Hire you as an independent contractor.
I have a question. I guess it was the job description that was recently posted for the general manager, chief of police.
Yeah.
Did GMCOP Hart help you write this? And
actually, Rochelle wrote.
Yeah, Rochelle, and with
so
consultation with Adam.
So he did not help write it. So then this would be somebody, not his opinion of what the split in duties are, because if you look at it, about 40%. Well, let's say about 60% of the bullet items here are specific for chief of police, 40% are specific for GM. Now, that doesn't mean that 40% of the time is spent this way and 60% of the time that way, but you certainly get a concept of things here. You know, there are things like,
just so you know, Delk, I believe it comes from the policy manual, which lays out what the duties are of the general manager and the chief of police.
So anyway, there is a concept of what the duties are. It isn't like, is it?
Exactly.
All right. And, well, here's one that's obviously a split. Appoints, supervises, disciplines, and dismisses district employees. Well, 10/12 of the district employees are police employees. So
there's a good percentage for you. Yes.
But I'm tilting that over onto the side of that's mostly a police thing.
Well, personally, following up on that thought, you figure he's supervising 9 full-time equivalents, sworn personnel, supervising a half-time non-sworn person, that's Andrea, but all she does is administration of the police side of the house.
Right.
So the non-sworn, non-police,
half-time.
I'm sorry?
Half-time.
But yeah, part-time, right, half-time.
Part-time.
So Lynn is part-time.
Part-time.
Yeah. She's really the only one who's not doing police-related work. Hmm. So if you look at those hours versus all the other hours of supervised personnel, you start to see a lot of this really is about being a police chief.
As a police chief of police duty when I did my reading.
Dave.
Even in the area of dismissal, in many respects, we look at the law.
Could you speak up, please, so it catches on the...
Yeah, a little louder, please.
From the standpoint of dismissal of officers, shall we say, when we looked at that from the standpoint of the ad hoc committee's research, it isn't necessarily that the chief of police dismisses the officers. He may make a recommendation to the general manager who will do the dismissal. So it's not always
a clear
that way.
Divide.
So in any respects, it is a advisory and a dismissal process. So, and you see that in many jurisdictions.
Okay. Should I make the motion here?
I want to just repeat one thing here. 61-240 says concerning community service district, the board shall appoint a general manager, A is a general manager, B a secretary, who may also be the general manager and act as treasurer. So unlikely that you have to have a general manager, but it doesn't have to be a separate position from the secretary, which you also have to have. You have to have a secretary. We call as administrative assistant.
Actually, as district administrator, I think is the title.
Right. But she...
Go ahead, Linda.
Yes. Actually, if you get into the weeds on that a little bit more deeply, you'll find that there is some interpretation of the idea of a district secretary as an officer as opposed to a staff secretary that is an administrator. And so these attempts by anyone to discreetly slot a function into one side or the other are surface and without that kind of analysis. It's my understanding that the district secretary, district treasurer refer to officer positions as opposed to staff positions of what we generically mean to be a secretary, which I think are more closely aligned with what we have now as a district administrator.
So we also have a secretary of state who is not like somebody taking
exactly
shorthand, etc.
Right. Or a corporate secretary.
So I assume district secretary means something
other
like than
that.
I
want to go back. What would you do? I mean, if the general manager takes a vacation to Antarctica or the Grand Canyon, where I was out of total communication for 2 weeks.
Well,
or,
luckily, maybe we aren't facing that situation. So we have a general manager who's available to come in and help us during these 2 weeks.
Okay, no, that's
that.
Not the question I asked. I said, what would you do? After all, they're all entitled to vacations. They have medical emergencies. Those are two very real things. Fortunately, passing on to the other world doesn't happen very often, but it's not out of the question. What would you do?
I don't think we have to answer that now, thank goodness. Maybe that's something for the future board to address.
Thank you for your kind answer.
What we would do is plan. You plan for vacation, you don't plan to die, maybe. So there's a really big difference.
Okay, you don't plan for heart attacks.
I think it's a fair point, and we should
you
have
don't,
a plan
You don't plan
for, that.
For heart attacks,
exactly.
Which are certainly...
Well, wouldn't it be the situation that we were talking about earlier, which... that, like you were saying, there could be a vacancy of the position. It wouldn't be different. It's almost like an insurance against that happening, but if it happens, it happens. Right? Like you were
you
saying.
Know what? Hey, this is happening because I made a mistake, okay? I thought we could enter into a contract with Kevin Kyle at the special meeting we held last week. I was wrong, so that's my fault. But because I was wrong about that, we had to delay the whole thing, and that created an unplanned for gap. That's how that happened.
Right, no, I'm just saying, if in the worst case scenario something like this happens, we would simply be in the position that we were talking about earlier, which is that, you know, it would be the same thing as if it happened while we were under a regular contract.
Exactly. So to take Mabry's point, it sounds like what we're asking about is emergency plan.
Yeah.
And so maybe Chief Hart, in his 2 weeks, can come up with an emergency plan. So, for instance, if there was a large earthquake and he, you know, our GM was in a different town, who assumes that role? Maybe it's one of the board members becomes the GM for a period of time, maybe the administrator. I mean, there's all kinds of things, and most organizations have emergency plans for exactly what she's talking about.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
We should ask them.
We can certainly have them get started on that.
What was it beforehand?
Wing it. I mean, I think what this situation did is highlight for us that we have a hole, and it's the one that you pointed out, which is what happens in that situation.
Yeah, heart attacks happen. That's
I would like to say before we vote on this that I am disappointed that both Rochelle and Vanessa were not able to make this meeting or chose not to make the meeting. I don't know what the deal was, but it is unfortunate. She's been able to participate from Italy for the last three meetings or
right.
four meetings.
Why was this meeting planned like last minute? I mean,
because it was a last minute situation, not intentionally.
And
I'm just saying I'm disappointed that they're not here.
Well, it's nighttime in Italy, you know.
Yeah, well, it was early in the morning in Italy before, so she's somehow made it.
They also had a couple of earthquakes.
I'm sorry?
They also had a couple of earthquakes.
Yeah, that's made this meeting.
I think they were in Rome and she's in Florence, though. At least my understanding. So I move that we adopt the proposed contract that is attached to the agenda with some modifications. One being that we will refer to Sergeant Hall, Master Sergeant Hall, as Master Sergeant Hall and not Ricky. That we will add the words after same capacity that would indicate that he's going to be acting chief. I'm not quite sure of the grammar there, but hopefully someone can look at that. And we will add that in that same paragraph, which is the third paragraph, that Hart will be acting in the same capacity as general manager only. That we request that he keep some type of timesheets to reflect the time that he has worked.
Or the tasks.
Yes, thank you. The task, thank you. The task that he's worked on. And I don't think this needs to be in the contract, but I would like to ask him to address this issue of what happens in the future when we have a vacancy for whatever reason for any period of time.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I thought you were also going to have the two, 6 hours.
It's already in there.
I think it's in there.
Yeah, if I could, before you second it, Chuck, there's a couple other changes I think we need. As I mentioned, the 5th paragraph refers to an initial period of November 1st through November 5th. It should be November 4th.
And also the next one should be November 8th through 12th, correct?
Yeah, that's
there was another place that 12 and 14 were mixed up. I think the second paragraph, don't you want 14
correct.
There?
Very good, thank you very much. So second paragraph, November 14th, 8 a.m.
And this one, the other one will be 1, 2, 4. Good.
Thank you. And one other thing, what I would like to do with after the changes, Pat, that you suggested, paragraph 3 about Master Sergeant Hall, I think we should be telling him that he'll act in the same capacity as he did when he first came on board and was not sworn in.
I thought I said that, but...
You said GM only, so
I
wanted to clarify.
Thank you.
So this sort of harking back to that particular period of time, which is what I had in mind on this anyway, so... So if you're good with that, still want to second it, Chuck?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously for this forum. Did you get everything, Lynn?
I did.
Okay.
And I want to thank Lynn for coming up with what I think was a very good solution to the problem and making sure it happened in a timely manner.
Thank you, board members.
Thank you. I move we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can the president of the board assume the responsibilities of the interim?
I don't think so. But I wouldn't be able to. Honestly, I don't have the time.
Doesn't seem like it's that big a job.
Well, then why do you want to split it?
A lot of people don't seem to understand that he has to do everything.
Wait a minute. If it's not a big job, why do you want to split it?
It's just that I really do feel like...
Perfect.
I think we're going to have this if we have to.
I'm sorry, I have total respect for you, but I
still
respect for everybody. I feel like everybody wants the same thing.
These statements are clear as mud. They're contradictory.
Okay.
Because I agree 100%. I've never.